Thank you very much. It's great to be back at the 9:30 Club again here. Applause for Jesse Mallon and the St. Mark's Social. Come on, give him a big, big, huge applause. It's been a while since we've been here. It's been a couple years at least, right? Year and a half. I'm sorry? A couple years ago. It's a good place. I love this place. The first time I played the 9:30 was in 1977, I think. When was the Sex Pistols? No, it wasn't here. But I remember there was an apartment above the club. And we stayed there. It was us and the Fleshtones played. And we finished 77 or 78. After the Sex Pistols show, we came out.
Excuse me.
It was very long ago. Most of you weren't born then. Well, then you'll get this tune. Because this is a song that I wrote with Chuck Prophet, first of all, who's a fine, fine songwriter, and I know you guys love him here in the D.C. area. And I was telling Chuck this story about my son, Paris, that when he was about 13 or 14 years old, I asked Paris what he thought of my music, and he said that it was old man's music. You know? And I pursued it even further. I said, you mean like country or blues or rock or something? He says, no, it's old music for old people, he said. Huh? That's all right. Yeah, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. That's what I do. So Paris is a very interesting kid who's an artist and a drummer. He's in a punk rock band called Slow Burn. And if you know Paris, that's a perfect name for his band, Slow Burner. And the very interesting thing about that band is that he's the only member in the band. So band meetings are kind of funny, you know, when you have only one member. But he has a synthesizer and he's got a drum kit and he beats on both of them at the same time, screams at the top of his lungs, making this beautiful noise. And every once in a while, you hear the lyrics which say something like hate and father, the lyrics. You know, like it's a very lovely familial song that he has. So this is a song I wrote for Paris because I love him for all those reasons. And I love him very much. And there's a line in the song that kind of sums up the whole thing. And it says, I hope you live long enough to forget half the stuff they've taught you. And that's the gist of the tune. It's called Down in the Bowery.